School is back in session at the Mathias house, and having the right food on hand is key to our new busy schedule. Bread and buns are a must-have for school lunches and quick sandwiches, but just because I have my family enjoying bread, make no mistake, it does not mean we're sacrificing our health by loading up on carbs. Hero Bread has completely reinvented the bread and buns that make meals so great, but with a big difference. Hero Bread has 0 to 1 gram of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it's high in fiber, and get this, it contains protein. And now they have something special for your fall sliders. They're sweet, melt-in-your-mouth Hawaiian rolls. They have that sweet, light flavor you would expect from Hawaiian rolls, but without the carbs and sugar. Everyone's a fan of Hero Bread. Give Hero Bread a try. You can get 10% off your order at hero.co by using code HiddenTrueCrime. That's HERO.CO. Use code HiddenTrueCrime to get 10% off your entire order. Enjoy your fall favorites guilt-free. While I love trying new styles, I feel like fashion changes faster than I can keep up. Not to mention, I am not a fan of dressing rooms. These are just a couple of reasons why I love renting many of my clothes. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for any occasion. I signed up, I took a style quiz, and they offer suggestions that best match me. So whether you're planning a date night, packing for a conference, headed to a black tie event, you have the perfect outfit without facing a dressing room with fluorescent lights. With my Armoire clothing rental, I feel brave trying new styles because I know it's not forever, just a week or a month. And my favorite thing, having someone else do my laundry when I'm ready for new clothes. Right now, our gems can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. And that is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/hiddentruecrime. That's armoire.style. So armoire.style/hiddentruecrime to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. I am on the phone with me right now. I have Ashley Niepater. We did try to do this on StreamYard on live, and it didn't work as far as technology goes. But I have her on speakerphone right here. She was a friend of Tim Haslett Jr. in high school. And I'm so grateful for all the people that are reaching out to share what they know, because right now, police are not saying much. They said things initially. I will say that when a woman escaped from there, police initially told us, and they were very forthcoming about what was going on, that they were searching the house, that they were processing evidence and what was going on, and that the victim, who is from Kansas City metro area, was safe, back with family. And all we have now are people that are coming forward like you, Ashley, allowing us to understand who Tim is, what's going on, what could possibly have been happening in his residence. So thank you for any information you're about to share with us tonight. With that being said, tell us a little bit about your relationship with Tim.
I went to the high school in the neighboring town. We met junior, senior year. He, and then hung out afterwards. He was fun, extremely nice, polite. I can't say anything bad about him when we were younger.
Okay. Tell me a little bit. You mentioned before we started recording this interview that he was clean, kept, he was good looking.
Very good looking. I had actually seen about this on TikTok, and I Googled it, and I seen his picture. I was very shocked to see that. He was always dressed nice, had nice haircuts, like whatever was in style at the time, very kept up. So it was disturbing to see him look the way that he did and be described as a mountain man.
Are you still in Illinois where you grew up with him?
Yep.
And so what's the word around town there then? This is a small town, 600 people.
Actually, it's sad because people are attacking innocent people for friendships they had with him and stuff like that. And then there's a lot of people that are shocked because no way possible could we believe any of this. I don't think he's lived around here since he was 19, probably.
Okay. Okay. And what are people suspecting? Are they suspecting a serial killer? A mental breakdown.
I would like to think there was no other victims, but I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay. He was good looking. Did you suggest that some people even thought he was gay due to his good looks?
Yeah, because he was just good looking.
Okay.
Like, he dressed very well. Like, it was one of them, most of the boys, you know, they just wear their boots and their Wranglers or whatever, but not him. He was always dressed nicely.
This was
he was good with women.
Good with women. Okay.
Yes.
This was a small town. Again, how many would you say in your graduating high school class?
30.
30 people. So would he be considered popular then?
I went to the school next to him. I'm not for sure. He hung out with our town more than his own. So, which is like 15 minutes apart and small.
Okay. Do you know of any word that he was bullied or anything like that? I've heard those rumors.
I've heard that as well.
That he was bullied.
Yes.
Okay. People are asking who Tim Haslett is. I want to explain that Tim Haslett has been charged with kidnapping and rape. I don't know if there will be additional charges that are going to be coming forward. The house, his residence, has been boarded up right now. Is that right, Ashley? You said that you were watching some of this. Is that correct?
Yep. I seen that.
And did you see that online or were you there earlier?
No, online.
Online. Are you... those that know him well, what are they saying? What have they expressed?
Their shock. Mental. Everybody thinks a mental illness is what I would say.
A mental
something that nobody knew about, and it's escalated to something this.
Okay. Because, and let me explain that. What you're saying is there are really two theories going around. Again, the public is left to speculating because law enforcement have really shut down communication. We thought for sure that there would be a press conference today after what happened this weekend. Friday, a woman escaped from his house. Nothing's come forward except that they've been processing his home for about 3 days, now boarding it up, now blocking it. So it's been suspected that there are multiple victims. The woman that escaped the house alluded to that. She said her friends didn't make it. And the other thing we're hearing from people that that knew Tim are suspecting that it's a mental break. And can you explain that? When people say mental break, what is it that they're trying to say, that this just happened?
I think possibly a mental illness that maybe was untreated, didn't know about, or if he did know, it wasn't spoke about. And the way that they're saying he was isolated, he wasn't going anywhere. He wasn't, and the way that his appearances looked, it just seems that something has triggered something obviously horrible in him to do something like this. It's wrong. I'm saying that, but it's out of character.
Okay. So the way he looks in his mugshot, in other words, he's unkempt. He's not clean. He wasn't that way.
Absolutely not.
Okay, he was not that way. And isolated, what are you hearing as far as understanding that he's isolated?
I was seeing many TikToks, one where he was saying the grub, like the person that delivers food, that like it was a no contact, the neighbors not seeing him, having any interactions with him really, unlike him, because he was a very talkative person. He loved working on vehicles and stuff. He would talk to anybody about stuff like that.
Okay. You mentioned, you know, we've been in contact through a few emails and calls, and you mentioned that this was really emotional for you. Can you explain what you're feeling emotionally about the story?
It's sad when you grow up with people in such a small area, and these people have went through milestones in your life. He was, when we became really good friends is when we were just starting our adult lives. So to see something like happen to this, I feel for like everybody involved, because we ask ourselves, was there signs that we didn't see? Should we have reached out to him and asked if he was okay? Like keeping in touch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some people have been, I don't have Facebook. I don't have social media like that, but I know other people do, and they've been kind of attacked and harassed because of certain things on his Facebook of them having interaction. And I think it's all being taken completely out of context, and it's just not right.
This is kind of what happens when people are left to speculating. They're picking things apart.
He's still somebody's father, son, and friend as well. Even though I don't think anybody agrees what he did was okay, because it's not by any means, but he's still a human.
Okay. Do you know what he was bullied for?
No, I don't. He was the new kid there. It's a small town. I did not hear that until after this. He never discussed that with me.
Okay. Okay.
He was his own person with us. Like, we were our own little group, a very tight knit group at that. And no.
Okay. Did you keep in contact with him at all after the high school days?
Yes, I did, here and there.
What was that about? Did you get together? Or is it catching up and hearing about family?
Actually, I have not seen him in a long time. We would Facebook message here and there, just life in general. He, at the time, worked at Union Pacific. I have a family member that worked at Union Pacific, not the same as him, but he liked talking about the railroad. He liked talking politics. And when he went through his divorce, I reached out to him about that.
Okay. What did he say?
It was hard on him.
The divorce was?
Yes.
And this divorce, is this his son's mother?
Yes.
Okay. And what, do you know anything about that divorce beyond it being hard for him?
No, not really. I never met her.
Okay. Do you know anything about custody of his son or who's caring for his son?
Yes, I know that he was fighting for that. And I know he won.
Won full custody?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
To my knowledge.
To your knowledge. What else do we need to know right now, Ashley? What do you want to say right now and make it clear while we await?
I kind of wish that, like, one of us from the group was able to talk to him, because I think he would tell us, like, if there was anything else that we're not knowing or they don't know, I think he would maybe shine some light on the situation. But I mean, we can't. But I do feel like what he did was wrong, but there's people don't just wake up and do something like that.
No, they don't. You're right. They don't just wake up and do something like that. Yeah. Ashley, keep in touch with us while this goes on. I know that I think it's important to note that you are in touch with other people that know him.
Absolutely.
In some ways, you're a spokesperson right now, but you're also keeping those other names private, which I understand. Is that a good way to say it?
I do know that one of them did say recently that he was seeming off to them, and they were, you know, considering somebody go visit him or see him, but they didn't express what was off. I don't know what was off, but he was changing his character and it was being noticed.
So people were noticing a change in him.
Yes.
What things? Do you know what things they were noticing?
No, it wasn't said. No, they just said that they did notice it.
Okay. People are asking about the social. Got it. Some people are mentioning the social media thing. You're not on social media now, but previously you were. Is that a good way to explain it? Because you were talking to him on Facebook.
I was. Actually, yes, I was. I got rid of social media for other reasons, but yes, I did keep in touch with him on social media when I had it.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say right now, Ashley?
I think people need to remember that what he did is what he did. The people here in Illinois, they had nothing to do with it. So harassing them and speculating bad things towards them isn't fair.
Okay, so in other words, a lot of you and your friends have been getting threatening, harassing emails, messages, people being upset that you were friends with him. And
some of them have said some things, yes.
Okay, so in other words,
not to me personally, but I think people are taking things off of his personal Facebook and taking them out of context, and it's not right.
Okay, thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and we are all praying for the victim as well. We are.
Many think you need a lot of money to invest, but Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. In fact, you can get started and invest with Acorns with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. For me, investing often gets put off because it doesn't seem urgent, but it's important to start even with a small amount. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/hiddentruecrime. I've been experiencing symptoms that many of us at this age experience due to hormonal imbalances. And if anyone can relate, I do recommend Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it's for any woman that has symptoms of hormonal imbalances. It has been a tremendous help for me. And the company Happy Mammoth that created Hormone Harmony, they're dedicated to making our lives easier. And that means using science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. These symptoms can include night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling exhausted all the time. Yes, Hormone Harmony has helped me with all of these things. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use our code HiddenTrueCrime at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HiddenTrueCrime for 15% off today. Artifact Uprising is a company that John and I have used to preserve our most special family memories for years. Artifact Uprising is driven by the same belief we hold, that everyone has a story to tell, and they tell these stories through premium quality albums and prints. We purchased their signature Lay Flat album 8 years ago for our wedding album, and when our son was born, we purchased the same album again to preserve his milestones. Artifact Uprising now wants to help our gems preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. Whether you want a photo to hang and display or an album with impeccable quality and design to cherish for years to come, we've trusted Artifact Uprising with preserving our most cherished memories and telling our family story from the moment John and I met. And they encourage you to tell your story too. Through the end of the year, Hidden True Crime listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code Hidden True Crime through December 31st. Hey everyone, I am here with Maggie. Dated casually for a couple of weeks, nothing exclusive, Timothy Hazlett. And are here to explain, here to share a little bit more about your experience with him. Can you share a little bit, Maggie?
Sure. So we met on a dating site and we went out on a few dates. I went to his house one time. And he was literally a perfect gentleman. There was zero red flags. And I was telling you earlier, like, literally without a real-life victim, I would not have believed this in a million years.
Okay. Okay. You would have not believed this in a million years without a real-life victim. How did you see the news? How did you learn about it?
Well, it was actually kind of weird. So I had already seen, like, you know, KNBC 9 news stuff, and I didn't recognize him in that picture. It wasn't until I was on my Facebook and a buddy of mine sent a screenshot of a conversation with one of his friends. I think she might live near Excelsior or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. But that's where I read the name Tim Hazlett, and I was like, well, that's weird. I wonder if it's the same Tim or whatever. And then I went back to that picture, and I was just like, my jaw dropped to the floor because I was in shock. I was in disbelief. Like, I didn't even recognize that picture. He did not look like that 3-4 years ago at all.
So you met on a dating site, is that correct?
Yeah.
And tell me about dating. How was he a complete gentleman?
He opened up my car door. He paid for dinner. He was really funny and really genuine. And he talked a lot about his son and his job. And I think he was humorous. He was very funny. He was very like smart and funny. And that's why we kind of clicked and got along so well.
Yeah.
He was not rude at all. Like, he was not, there was zero red flags. Like, I would not have, I don't know how long this has been going on, but I would be an even more shock if this has been going on longer than this being like the first occurrence.
Okay. So you suspect there might be one victim, not more, that this hasn't been going on for too long, just from your experience.
I don't know about, I know there's been a lot of confusion about what she had said about her friends that didn't make it. But as for like people talking about, oh, he was bullied as a kid and, you know, it's not like he's one of those people that had been tormenting cats from 6 years old and then it progressively grows into this whatever, you know, like I think a lot of people are mixing up the popular Dahmer series with like this local thing, and then speculation happens. And all I know from my personal experience is from, especially just from looking at the most recent picture, something has definitely happened that I don't know of because we haven't spoken, but that was not Tim 4 years ago. So I don't think that I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But if I had to guess, I'd be willing to bet that he has not been kidnapping and raping women for his entire life.
What did you two talk about when you dated?
We talked a lot about his son, the railroad. He loved his job. I think he was going back and forth to Texas at the time. Football, politics. He was really somebody to have a really great conversation with whenever you have different opinions, because he would listen and reply, not argue.
When it came to politics, what would he discuss?
You know, I don't really remember the specifics, but I'm pretty sure he was, you know, on the Republican side of the,
yeah,
this, whatever sure. You call that.
Right. I just know that there was some interest in his politics during the pandemic, and that's why I asked. But this was before the pandemic. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my daughter is 3 right now. When I dated him, me and her dad were broken up at the time, and I had moved out, and that's why I was trying to date other people. And then, so I'm trying to remember. I ended up blocking him on Facebook to appease my daughter's dad because he knew that I had been talking or dating somebody else, you know. So that was the reason why I blocked him. So we weren't Facebook friends anymore. So I don't have the exact time frame of the last time that I spoke with him, but I know it's been at least 3 years.
Okay. At least 3 years. And he looks completely different. You didn't even recognize him. He liked football, politics. Did you say you went over once to his friend's home?
Yeah, I went to his house and his friends were there. It was during a Steelers-Chiefs football game. He had a lot of friends, you know.
And his he had a lot of friends funny. And he yeah, was okay.
His friend was funny too. I remember that. His friend was hilarious.
And he was okay having friends over at his house.
Oh, yeah. And his house looked like a normal bachelor pad that was like cleaned up. It looked like love and family lived there, you know. I don't know about it needing a feminine touch or whatever, but it looked like a man's house that he lived there, and everything was like cleaned up. He cooked, his kitchen was immaculate, like cleanliness wise for a single guy, you know. I remember that being like, wow, you live nice, you know.
Was it the house he's living in now?
So the address Old Orchard sounds familiar. I remember when I went there, I had to put it in my Google Maps to get there. But in the backyard looked like it was the same, but I'm not having the best recollection on what the front yard looked like, because I would have almost said that doesn't look familiar, but I'm pretty sure that that's the same house. I'm just not 100%.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think he's lived anywhere else. I think he's always lived in that house for as long as I've known him.
It sounds like you two got along well. Why did it not go forward with it? You know why it ended?
I do know that nothing particular happened. It wasn't like we got into an argument or an event occurred. It wasn't like that at all. I know that my daughter's father now was trying to get me back. And I know that he was gone on the railroad a lot. And I'm pretty sure, if I can remember accurately, that we just kind of slowly and surely fell off. Like, there was nothing that it happened. You know what I mean? It wasn't like there was an argument, or it wasn't like, I don't think I like you anymore or anything like that. I think we just slowly, just one of us stopped initiating contact.
You mentioned that there weren't any red flags during that time. Looking back with new eyes, wondering, contemplating, anything stand out that he ever said or anything he did that was strange to you?
No, nothing. No. And honestly, out of all of my dating history, he was on the one of the, you know, the top, the better people. You know, I almost at one point kind of felt like he was almost out of my league, just because, you know, I had a lot of, you know, I was a rebellious teenager and everything. So I wasted my 20s partying. And so once I got my shit together, basically, you know, I'd wasted a lot of time, and I had dated some pretty, you know, not mature male people that I wasted a lot of time with. And so he was actually, you know, before any of this had happened, he would have been like out of, on the normal side of things, you know, people that didn't have addiction problems. He didn't do drugs. You know, like, I think he drank beer every once in a while, but yeah. You know, out of all the people I've dated, he was probably one of the better ones, you know, or it seemed to be.
You mentioned, you know, his son, that he loved his son. Did he talk about an ex-wife or that situation? Did he have full custody?
So he did. I'm not 100% sure if I remember. I don't think at the time that his son lived with him. I think they split custody 50-50.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm not sure what the status of, you know, the mom is, but I'm pretty sure from what I recollect that they got along fine and they shared custody, you know. They co-parented, as far as I remember. You know, I never met his son. So, you know, we weren't like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, committed, Facebook official or anything like that.
Right. And what's the talk now, you know, in the area? Everyone's waiting for police to say something to give us an update. Yeah. What's the talk? What are you hearing? Yeah.
So I live out in Independence, which is a little ways from Excelsior. So my cousin called me and she recognized that name and was like, is that same guy? You know, because I was living with her at the time and he came to her house to pick me up. And I was like, yeah. And we were both kind of totally shocked. But I think the local talk is just the presumption of he's just been kidnapping and killing people, you know, and it's like, I don't know if that's the case. Maybe that is the case. But regardless, from what we do know, I am in complete shock. And I don't think that that would be a lifelong occurrence. I don't know if he had some kind of mental snap or something. But it didn't look like he'd been going to work every day. So I don't know if something had happened with that. I have no idea. But I, from the stuff that I've been reading about it, it looked like his son Luke lived with him full time. So I'm not sure where the mom is or what the what's going on there. But I do know that he didn't speak ill, like badly about her whatsoever. They shared custody.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to say, Maggie, before we end? This has been helpful. I appreciate you sharing what you know.
I just want everybody to remember that his family is also at a loss. His son, his parents, I'm sure his ex-wife's parents, they are all at a loss because they're losing somebody that they, that is not who they thought they were. Oh, good. I'm so glad, you know, and so, yes, we need to stay victim-based, but the way that people speculate and talk about, like, hey, I saw that guy one time at Ace Hardware. He was a weirdo. You know, people are like, oh, he kept to himself. You know, like, people that know Tim or knew Tim know that that's, like, not Tim. And, or at least it wasn't during the time period that I had spent with him. Okay. So I just wish everybody would be respectful of his family and everybody on that end that is involved, because they are also suffering too. They are also going through traumatic things. So especially his 8-year-old son.
Thank you for that reminder. Yeah, I appreciate that. This is multiple lives are being affected here.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a great dad, and I know that. There's no doubt about it. I am almost dead set that this would be a huge shock and surprise to his son. I don't think that his son was abused and witnessing anything, and if he was, I don't believe that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the information, Maggie. I will sign off here, and again, thank you for taking the time to share what you know.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.